With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The northeastern U.S. still recovering from the last blizzard, but there's bad news for the region. Correspondent Julie Walker with a report.
Another round is in the forecast. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orvec.
Potential maybe on Monday for another potential heavy snow event across parts of the Ohio Valley, Midwest into the Northeast.
New Yorker Haley Glickman-Hawk, who is out shoveling, says she used to live in Boston, which got even more snow, and hopes it doesn't get that bad here.
Where you're like packing in the snow to try to get more on top of the pile without it falling off. We haven't hit that yet, so.
Power outages, flight delays and cancellations, traffic accidents, and other weather-related issues continue in some parts of the Northeast due to the snow. Julie Walker, New York.
Reaction to last night's State of the Union speech by President Trump still coming in. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the address showed how the president is working to bring down costs.
Obviously, a lot of his focus was on safer streets, more money in your pocket, and new opportunities to get ahead for working families. So, good evening, but obviously a lot more to do, and he actually laid out sort of an agenda which we look forward to working on. One of the things that will be immediately on that agenda is a housing bill, which gets at the heart of the affordability issue.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune. Cuban soldiers have killed four people aboard a speedboat registered in Florida that opened fire on officers in Cuban waters. Cuba's Interior Ministry issued a statement that provided few details about that shooting. It was unclear if any U.S. citizens were aboard. Marco Rubio visiting the Caribbean, where he's defending the Trump administration's military operation to capture Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro. The Secretary of State tells leaders from the 15-member Caribbean community bloc, Venezuela and the region are better off as a result of that U.S. raid. This is SRN News. Parents in Maryland win a big award.
A federal judge says Montgomery County must pay a group of moms and dads $1.4 million after barring them from opting their children out of LGBT lessons and assignments. The parents sued, and last year the Supreme Court ruled they have the right to opt their kids out. Eric Baxter of the Beckett Fund says, quote, public schools nationwide are on notice. Running roughshod over parental rights and religious freedom isn't just illegal, it's costly. Michael Harrington reporting.
A wide-ranging government investigation is underway in Australia into the shocking rise in anti-Semitism across that country in recent years. It was spurred by the murder of 15 people at a Sydney Jewish festival that happened back in December, allegedly by two Muslims inspired by ISIS. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has launched Australia's most powerful form of public inquiry, known as a Royal Commission. This is SRN News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Israel on a two-day trip expected to focus on strengthening security, economic, and technological cooperation between the two countries. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said earlier this week the two leaders are personal friends who have forged a strong alliance. The Indian leader will also be addressing Israel's parliament. The Louvre has appointed a new director.
Larry Beau will be inheriting quite a list of difficulties, including security weaknesses exposed by the recent robbery, a burst water pipe near the Mona Lisa, staff walkouts, and the revelation of a ticket fraud operation. However, the new director brings a proven track record. He's been running another world-renowned French landmark and tourist attraction, the Palace of Versailles. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com.